This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Police in Hong Kong are using tear gas once again in the face of renewed pro-democracy protests in the city. But Hong Kong Airport is back in operation under a judge's order that demonstrations be limited to designated areas. Protests for days had crippled one of the world's busiest travel hubs. The shutdown sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police while causing severe air passenger frustration. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters have circulated letters online apologizing to travelers for inconveniences during the past 5 days of airport occupations. They're asking for understanding and forgiveness as young people in Hong Kong continue to fight for freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, police say they arrested five people over violence at the city's international airport on Tuesday. A further development is that satellite photos show what appear to be armored personnel carriers belonging to China's paramilitary People's Armed Police parked close to the border with Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are reports that Syrian government forces captured five villages in the country's northwest early today, inching closer to a major rebel-controlled town that was the scene of a deadly 2017 chemical weapons attack that forced thousands of people to flee their homes. This puts Syrian troops only about 5 kilometers west of Khan Shaykhun, one of the most heavily populated towns of embattled Idlib province, the last remaining rebel stronghold in the country. The United States is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imports, which was supposed to take effect September 1st. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said the levies on laptop computers and monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing will be put off until mid-December. The postponement is designed to benefit U.S. consumers during the holiday shopping season. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns time is running